The Inspector General's Office for the U.S. Interior Department has dropped its inquiry into whether the Interior Secretary threatened to retaliate against Senator Lisa Murkowski for voting against proceeding on a health care reform bill. The IG's office issued a letter saying Alaska's U.S. senators declined to discuss the matter with investigators and further investigation would be pointless. Nancy DiPaolo, Director of External Affairs for the Inspector General, says the office has no jurisdiction over Congress, and she says investigators didn't ask Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke what he told the senators in a pair of phone calls in late July.
We thought it had been in the press, and because neither senator felt any need to pursue it.
Exactly what was said in those calls isn't known. They came after Murkowski voted against proceeding with a Republican health care reform bill. President Trump took to Twitter to complain about her in the morning. And by afternoon, Zinke had called both U.S. senators. Senator Dan Sullivan called the conversation troubling. He told a reporter for Alaska Dispatch News, Zinke's message was clear, saying he feared pro-energy, pro-mining efforts would stop. Murkowski said the secretary conveyed the president's disappointment, but she told reporters she wanted to keep the details private. A Murkowski spokeswoman says the senators had no reason to speak to the inspector general because Secretary Zinke did not threaten her. Senator Sullivan's spokesman did not respond by airtime. If Zinke's call was an attempt to get Murkowski in line on health care, it didn't work. She was one of three Republicans who voted with Democrats to block the so-called skinny repeal.